Funpod.
Der sonnige Podcast.
Willkommen zur 220. Sunpod-Ausgabe, sagt Michael. Heute veröffentlichen wir ein weiteres Interview, das ich auf der Consulfood 2018 in Faro aufgenommen habe. Sidi Bischkow ist eine auf Nanotechnologie spezialisierte Physikerin aus Dänemark, die uns eine faszinierende neue Technologie zum Bau von Solarkochern vorstellt, nämlich eine nur rund 100 Mikrometer dünne Folie, die aufgrund ihrer Feinstruktur wie eine Fresnel-Linse wirkt. Die Firma Heliac, für die Sidi arbeitet, verkauft diese Sammellinsen zu einem Bruchteil des Preises, den man bisher für vergleichbare Fresnel-Linsen bezahlen musste. Dadurch wird solare Wärme auf einmal für viel mehr Menschen als bisher verfügbar und ich erwarte, dass wir in den nächsten Jahren viele neue Solarkocher sehen werden, die diese preiswerte Hightech-Folie einsetzen. Sidi Bischkow stellt uns in den nächsten 11 Minuten dieses Produkt vor.
Yes, hello, I'm Sidi Bischkow. I live in Denmark and work in a company called Heliac. They work with solar thermal applications. And this is something I'm interested in. I've been interested in sustainable energy since, you could say, I started university to try to find, solution to problems in society who have a problem due to, lack of or overusing natural resources. And also because I was very keen on somehow making energy more free and more accessible. So it's not only big companies who has the, right to distribute energy. Mm-hmm. So by maybe finding solutions that are more standalone, that is perhaps what I really want to reach. To make energy as accessible as possible. And if possible, I believe that energy should be free, ideally. So after my master degree in physics and nanotechnology for sustainability and energy, I went looking for a job within something related to sustainable energy. And so Heliac popped up as one of the clean tech companies in Denmark, that I could try to apply for. So I called them and asked if they needed someone to help them out. Okay. And then I said, yeah, sure, we can always use another person.
Fine. And what did you really do there?
Well, in the beginning, it was because it was a startup. Mm-hmm. So it was, we started with the reflecting lens, which, their core competence was to manufacture polymer nanopatterned lenses or, structures. So they were actually started with a yogurt repellent surface.
Oh.
And then the CEO, Henrik Pranow, got the idea to this could also be used for solar thermal applications because it was a cheap way to produce small prisms. And so the idea of Heliac sort of started there, where before they were working on all sorts of applications making nanostructured polymer surfaces. But then they could see there is a huge potential within solar thermal, so they made a separate company from the original business. So when I came along, it was a sort of a foil-producing company. We needed to demonstrate that there are applications because this was mostly idea-based. So it was district heating that they were working mainly on at that time, but they also had the idea of using it for solar cooking by shipping the reflecting lenses out to whoever needs them, and then they can, laminate it on a board, big board, and then put a pot in the sun and focus the light towards the pot. Mm-hmm. This showed out to be a very difficult thing to use. We tried it in Nepal and in Botswana, and it was obvious that it was both inefficient and as well very difficult to use because both the pot height and the lens had to be moved all the time. Mm-hmm. And then you could say this is where my work entered. So that I wanted to make it more user-friendly. And so I started sketching out some ideas for having a mirror and, you know, reflecting it up on a pot and striving to build prototypes in wood. And at the same time, Heliac went from the reflecting lens to a transmitting lens because of the low efficiency of the reflecting surface. There are, you could say, there are two refracting processes in having a reflecting lens, because first it has to enter the metallic nanostructures are covered with a polymer for protection. So when light enters from above, there is first of all a refraction process when it reflects from the aluminium surface, and then again when it escapes the surface. So this gave a huge loss. And by, you know, avoiding these two refraction processes, we could actually increase the efficiency significantly.
And now, in general, it is a Fresnel lens system printed on foil. Can we say that?
Yes, it is.
And so it works like a big convex lens.
Yes.
But it is flat, only a fraction of a millimeter or so?
Yeah, it's the thickness of the carrier foil is 100 micrometers.
So yeah, nothing.
It's in that range. And you have the weight of the lens for the solar cuckoo application is 300 gram.
Yeah.
And the size of the lens is 1.4 meter by 1.05 meters. So.
Okay. And which focal length?
It's 2 meters.
2 meters?
Yes.
Oh.
It's designed actually for 2 meters. In reality, it's a bit longer. So.
Okay. So the cuckoos are big buildings.
They are big buildings. It's not something you can take in and out of your house.
Yeah.
And, yes, it's, you could say the prototype we have now is definitely meant for being outside, but the design development has not been static, so it's been moving all the time, and we won't stop until, you know, we reach a satisfactory product.
Okay.
Right now, with the system we have now, we are testing it in different countries, in Zambia, Kenya, Uganda, India, and because it's such a powerful cooker, people might still like it, even though it's a big building. Yes.
Have you measured the power of it? How many watts does it produce?
Yes, yes. I mean, you could say the efficiency of the whole system, not just the lens. That's what I've measured.
Okay.
So boiling water measurements.
Yes.
And, you know, see how much energy goes up to heating the mass of the water.
Yes, okay.
And in this case, you know, the optical efficiency is 45%. So that is the, you know, heat going into the water. And but of course there is then, you know, raising temperature relative to the ambient, you get more and more loss. So this is where we can use the PEP measurement,
yes,
you could say, standard. So I tried to do that, but using a pure heliometer instead of pyranometer. And here I get something like 350 watt when you're 50 degrees above ambient. And in terms of what it means for boiling water, you can boil 1 liter of water in 13 minutes at in a radiance of 910 watts per square meter.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is DNI, not... global horizontal.
Okay, and now I understand the product you sell is the foil.
Yes.
At present, and you are working on the construction around it, the solar cooker.
Yes.
Okay, and I think you are thankful for any inspiration which comes from the listeners or suggestions.
Yes, if I am open towards any ideas, Yes, I am very open towards ideas in terms of the design. And even if someone has time and the lust to try out to make their own design, they're very welcome.
Yeah.
It's not something we keep in-house. It's the design is freely available to anyone who wants to try it out.
And the foil is, you produce kilometers of them, I think.
Yes.
And so it is comparatively cheap compared to normal Fresnel lenses.
Yes.
They are very expensive.
Yes.
So
this is the business case for Heliac, that they are able to produce Fresnel lenses.
Mm-hmm. And you have a website and an online shop, and everybody can buy it there.
Yes, yes. I mean, we don't have a traditional online web shop. This we might get, hopefully soon in the future. But right now, people, you know, they send me an email if they want to order a lens.
Yeah.
And then I, make an invoice and send it
to them. Yes, okay. And what are the prices?
The solar cooker lens is 10 euro.
That's nothing.
Yes.
Okay, fine. If you look, let's say, into the future for the next 2 years.
Yes.
What will you have then? Available.
Well, you could say my ideal dream is to have a solar cooker that tracks the sun. Is slightly smaller than the one we have now. It's very durable, and can be produced locally in the market where you want to introduce it.
Do you also plan to design other foils with a shorter focal length?
Well, we're doing the user test now. So depending on what we find, we might say that, well, this lens is, you know, the focal length is too long. And depending on the response from people, this might, tell us to actually put the money into producing a whole new lens.
Fine. Mm. Good luck for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you a lot.
Sunpod.
Der sonnige Podcast.
Positive Impulse für eine lebenswerte Welt, wie wir sie uns wünschen. Um neue Ideen bekannt zu machen, brauchen wir eure Hilfe durch Rückmeldungen und Unterstützung aus der Hörerschaft. Kommentare sind willkommen, entweder über den Blog www.sunpod.de oder per E-Mail. Die Kontaktdaten findet ihr im Bereich Die Autoren. Finanziell könnt ihr unser Ideenradio via Flatter, PayPal oder Überweisung fördern. Details hierzu findet ihr auf der Homepage www.sunpod.de im Bereich über Sunpod. Vielen Dank für eure Mithilfe.